Lesson 150. Annoy, bored, boring, pass, as in change, fall asleep, fly, uninteresting. When people are very annoyed, they can easily pass from being annoyed to being angry, whilst when people are very bored, they can easily fall asleep. What kind of things annoy you?
The kind of things that annoy me are a fly flying round me whilst I'm trying to sleep, etc.
What kind of things bore you?
The kind of things that bore me are dull people, uninteresting work, etc.
What do you do when you feel bored?
When I feel bored, I listen to music.
What's the best way to deal with people who are boring?
The best way to deal with people who are boring is to make an excuse and leave.
Any, some, whichever, consume. One of the differences between the words any and some is that we can use any in an unlimited sense. For example, if you could visit any country in the world, which would you choose? That is, whichever country you preferred. Whilst the word some we use in a more limited sense. For example, there's some country, which I can't think of at the moment, which consumes more coffee than any other country in the world. That is, a country in particular. When the word some is used in this sense, the noun which follows it is singular. For example, some country, and not some countries. Generally, as we know, some is used as the plural of a. For example, a book, some books. Give me an example of the word any used in an unlimited sense and some used in a limited sense.
If you could have any book you liked in this library, which would you take? And there's some book in this library in which I saw a photograph of the last king.
Applaud. Applause. Clap. What am I doing?
You're clapping your hands together in applause for something.
What does an audience do when it applauds a singer or an actor, etc.?
An audience shouts and claps when it applauds a singer or an actor.
Blade, shoulder blade, awe. What do we use the word blade for?
We use the word blade for 1. A blade of a knife, a sword, or a razor. 2. A blade of grass. 3. A shoulder blade. Or 4. A blade of an oar. That is, generally speaking, something which is flat and shaped like these objects.
Saw. If you shouted too much or rubbed your finger on the edge of the table like this, what would happen?
If I shouted too much, I'd get a sore throat. Whilst if I rubbed my finger on the edge of the table like this, I'd get a sore finger.
Cork. What's a cork made of and what do we use it for?
A cork is made of cork, and we use it to put into the neck of a bottle in order to stop the liquid in the bottle escaping.
Drive. Rude. Overcharge. How does a shopkeeper, without realizing what he is doing, sometimes drive customers away from his shop?
A shopkeeper, without realizing what he is doing, sometimes drives customers away from his shop by being rude to them, keeping them waiting too long, overcharging them, etc.
How are most trains driven these days? By steam or by electricity?
Most trains these days are driven by electricity.
Sorrow. The difference between pain and sorrow is that, generally speaking, we use pain more in the physical sense, like a pain in the arm, whilst sorrow we use in a spiritual sense, like the sorrow a mother feels at the loss of one of her children. Fond of. Are you fond of children and animals? Are you fond of the theatre? Wipe. Forehead. Carpet. Mat. Rug. What am I doing?
You're wiping your forehead with the back of your hand.
The difference between a carpet, a mat, and a rug is that a carpet is usually quite large, sometimes covering the whole floor of a room. A mat we usually put in front of the door for people to wipe their feet on before entering the house, whilst a rug is usually not very large and is placed in front of the fire or by the side of the bed, and is often made of longer and looser threads than a carpet. Sour. Ripe, unripe, overripe. What happens to milk if we leave it for too long before using it?
If we leave milk too long before using it, it goes sour, or turns sour.
What's sour fruit, and what's the opposite of sour fruit?
Sour fruit is fruit that isn't ripe, or is unripe, whilst the opposite of sour fruit is overripe fruit.
A point. Position. If you could choose, what kind of position or job would you like to be appointed to? Blame. In road accidents, who or what do you think is to blame more than anything else?
In road accidents, I think that driving too close is to blame more than anything else.
Court. Noble. Tennis court. Rectangle. Rectangular. Net. What do we mean by a king's court?
By a king's court, we mean all the important nobles, ministers, or famous men in the land who collect around the king.
Describe a tennis court.
A tennis court is a piece of ground covered either with grass or some kind of material. If with grass, it is carefully rolled flat. It's rectangular in shape, with white lines painted on it to show the spaces in which the ball must hit the ground. The rectangle is divided in half by a net.
Tame. What's the contrary of a wild animal?
The contrary of a wild animal is a tame animal.
Wax. What do we use for making candles?
We use wax for making candles.
Bank. What do we call the sides of a river?
We call the sides of a river the banks.
At last. In the end. We do not use at last in negative sentences. Instead, we would use in the end. For example, at last we managed to get the tin open, or in the end we didn't manage to get the tin open. Make a sentence using the words at last.
After searching all day, we at last realized our mistake in thinking that what we were looking for could be found without help.
Make a sentence with the words in the end.
In the end, we did not find what we were looking for.